and welcome to Hike School Science Radio Station. We're Jeanette and Kim Valux, and today we're pleased to welcome our specialist Tabrez, Hamza, Mardan, and Mounawar.
So Tabrez, did you know NASA Perseverance rover found trans signal of organic matter on Mars?
Yes, that's right. NASA scientists announced that the rover has obtained some intriguing samples of organic rocks from delta of an old river on the red planet.
Okay, what is so exciting about it, Hamza?
Because organic molecules are the basic foundation for life.
Does that mean thing of ancient life on Mars?
You can say that. Mounawar, explain me why it is not serious.
Yes, indeed. For the moment, the information gathered can't give enough information to prove the origin of those organic molecules due to Perseverance limitations. Actually, geological processes can produce organic molecules too, and this is the problem.
So Tabrez, what's next? How can we extract more information from those samples if Perseverance instruments are limited?
I will explain this, give me a chance.
Okay.
In late 2033, if everything goes as planned, those samples which are sealed in the tubes will be analyzed here on Earth using more complex instruments. NASA and the European Space Agency will bring them back on Earth using a lander, a rocket, and the Earth Return Orbiter. This is a very hard mission.
What if return mission failed, Mardan? Anyone has planned B for it?
Yes, we have a plan B. Would you like to listen?
Of course, proceed.
The European Space Agency and NASA both have a fallback strategy. Perseverance keeps some sample on board and some other stays on the floor of Mars. If Perseverance can't transfer its sample itself to the lander will take those on the floor using two helicopters.
That sounds cool. So, now we have to wait until these samples come back to Earth. And the good news is that we have samples with organic compounds on Mars and possibility of ancient life, thanks to both of you.
Goodbye, dear listeners, and see you soon on Hike School Science Radio Station.